message on what from what God has to say to us in Scripture, as you notice, entitled The Prayer of Jabez. And today's bit is Little Prayer and Big Rewards. It's all found in the book of Chronicles, the first book of Chronicles. Now, how many of you have actually read the first book of Chronicles right away from start to finish? Right, it's just one or two. Use it as bedtime reading like I do then, do you, Johnny?
It's very good for sleeping.
It is very good for sleeping, I quite agree. And it is, you go through all the chapters. We don't find it easy reading. And as Johnny said, it helps us to go to sleep at night. All those family names, all those historic lists of people right from Adam onwards. One chapter after another, name after another, and so it's going on. But if you're interested in genealogy or family trees and the like, we're inclined to sort of scan through them, get past those and get onto the meaty bits of things like David's history and his kingdom and his exploits. Yet for the Jews, this list is very, very important because it defines who they are in God's sight as God's chosen people. They can identify themselves with the various tribes. And even today, many Jews, you talk to many Jews, they say, well, we're a descendant of so-and-so and a descendant of this one and a descendant of that. It's very, very important. Especially they can say, well, we can go right back to Adam in our history, which is more than some of us perhaps can do in a way. It's widely recognised that this and the second book of Chronicles were written by the prophet and scribe Ezra, which is a book a bit later on, but it's generally recognised that it's him who wrote this. And where book one ends, book two starts in the same way. And this also begins into the same book of Ezra as well, when book two ends. And that finally leads into Nehemiah. And it's all completely out of sync with our list in the Bible, the way we see it, but it's there. Ezra was one of those scribes who it was. And those particular books, Chronicles, Ezra and Nehemiah, were often referred to as the words of the days. Why they should choose that, I don't know, but that's what I found out. So what do we find in Chronicles? Chapter 1, family line from Adam to Edom. Chapter 2, descendants of Israel to Caleb's son Hur. Chapter 3, descendants of David and Solomon. Chapter 4, descendants of Judah to Simeon. Chapter 5, descendants of Reuben too. But wait, what was there in chapter 4 that we missed, we went over? Have a look at verses 9 and 10 of chapter 4. There was a man named Jabez who was more distinguished than any of his brothers. His mother named him Jabez because his birth had been so painful. He was the one who prayed to the God of Israel, "Oh, that you would bless me and extend my lands. Please be with me in all that I do and keep me from all trouble and pain." And God granted his request. And then we have the descendants of Reuben and the descendants of Gad and the priestly line, and so it continues. A little prayer that means so much. Why did Ezra, in the midst of writing all this history down, because they needed to record it, needed to transfer it through, he was a scribe, needed to translate it into, put his name slap bang in two verses in the Bible. Why did he single him out? So who was Jabez? We know very little about him. This is one of the things about God, gives us a little teasers about things. Because He is not mentioned as a person anywhere else in Scripture. There is a reference to a city called Jabez in Chronicles chapter 2, but why was his reputation so important to the writer to say, hang on, you must know about Jabez? Why was it so important? Why is Jabez standing head and shoulders above the rest of all the other people that are listed? And when we start to unwrap these two verses, we start to see three things. Firstly, things started badly for a person who no one knew of, and yet his name itself means born in sorrow, as we read. His mother had a painful birth. Yet he was picked out as a man, he says, distinguished in my version, but in other versions it's honourable. A man who is honourable. We have reason to think that it was on account of his learning and prayer life. And when we delve deeper into the various ancient scripts, we find that it was the families of scribes that lived in the city of Jabez. A city well known for that, because they were the centre of written history of Israel and the things that God has done through history. They were the ones who were writing it down, moving it forward as new things that God did, they produced more scripts. So we perhaps can assume that Jabez was a scholar at the time, and he knew the scriptures that were written down. But let's look at the man. When we look at his prayer, we see a man who recognises the majesty and the greatness of God. We could say that it was a prayer of personal commitment, almost like our prayer of confession that we pray when we ask Christ into our lives. It is a prayer of personal commitment, possibly for him, the start of a spiritual journey. It's an earnest prayer, in many ways unusual. It's one sentence, but it's simple but profound. Recognise that he owed all to Almighty God. It's a solemn vow. He does, in a sense, as it were, give God a big sheet of paper and says to God, you write on that what you want in my life, what you want me to do. Here it is, and you can write down whatever you like and I will follow it. So in effect, Jabez is saying to God, if you will bless me and keep me, do what you want with me, I will be at your command and direction forever. Now that's quite a statement when you think about it, from such a small prayer. And remember what it said at the bottom, and God granted his request, and all things for him went remarkably well. So something about this simple, direct request to God changed his life and left a great permanent mark in the history books of Israel. Here we are, list of names, all the families, everything else. We find there was a man named Jabez who was more distinguished than any of his brothers. His mother named him Jabez because his birth had been painful. He was one who prayed to the God of Israel. Oh, that you would bless me and extend my lands. Please be with me in all that I do and keep me from trouble and pain. And God granted his request. What do we think of those four requests? Quite sincere, perhaps. That's a sort of a nice sincere thing to say in a prayer to God. We might think that's a sensible thing to ask in prayer. Perhaps it seems quite noble or regal or something in its tone. But it's not really the great and remarkable prayer. When we read some of the other prayers in the Bible, from David and from Moses and from all the other Old Testament prophets, we think they are great prayers. This is just a little verse. Jabez desired to commit himself fully to God, to know his hand leading him, protecting him, and strengthening him, so that Jabez could say all of it he had done with God in mind first. God was first for him. And that reason he asked God will protect him from evil, the evil of sin, the evil of trouble, the evil of the intentions of enemies. Other books I was reading about this said that they thought initially, when they first read it, they thought Jabez was being a bit selfish. Bless me, give me what I want, but extend my lands, give all these things. But we only think of that in a sense human way that we would today. But perhaps the rub is because Jabez was recognised as a man of God, a deep man of God. For him, perhaps enlarging his territory, extending his lands, meant that his spiritual life would be extended. Can you imagine that? Praying that your spiritual life would be extended. Really, you know, that's a challenge to start with, because so often when we've done God bit on a Sunday or a couple of times during the week, we forget about asking our spiritual life to be extended. Jabez wanted a deeper relationship with God. Do you want a deeper relationship with God? That's the question that this verse pays. Do you want a better knowledge of what God wants for you and for his people, so you could share this with them in a clear and understanding way? And yes, we can assume that God blessed him in other ways too. Perhaps he did get more lands. Perhaps he did get a wider family. But first and foremost, it was that spiritual desire to do what God wanted was the important thing. And I find that a challenge. Perhaps another title of this prayer could be Living Beyond the Limits. And that's a challenge for us, isn't it? When was the last time God worked through you in such a way that you knew beyond doubt that God had done it? Sometimes we struggle with that. Sometimes we struggle to recognise God working in such a way that we know beyond doubt that God was with us, had done it. This all prayers, a couple of verses, also reminds us that God really does have unclaimed blessings waiting for us. Unclaimed blessings. We think sometimes now that we're blessed because of our relationship with Christ and things and the reading of his word, and that we go along week by week and we pray and we sing and do everything else. But God has more and more for us. He has lots of them. And this little prayer reminds us that the impossible does happen. Our deepest, sincerest desire for God's riches has been, like Jabez, his desire for all of his life. So one of the things I think that we should do, and I dare you with this one, I don't often do a dare, I challenge you to take this prayer and pray every day. Nothing else with it, just pray this particular prayer. And with the expectation that God will bring it to pass. Another little thing I found was someone once wrote that, think of it this way. Instead of standing by the edge of the river, asking for a cup of water that will see you through the day, do something unthinkable. You'll take this prayer with the giant prize and jump in the river. At that moment, you'll begin to let the loving currents of God's grace and power move you along. God's plan for you will surround you and sweep you forward in the profoundly important, satisfying life he has waiting for you. All those areas where you feel he's not involved, he wants to be. This prayer reminds us that we must let him be involved. So to help us jump into the water over the next few weeks, we've put a few sermon topics to this prayer. First one, living large for God. And this is a little thought. God always intervenes when we put his agenda before ours. It's a challenge, isn't it? God always intervenes when we put his agenda before ours. Secondly, we're going to look at the touch of greatness. Because sometimes when we experience God's blessing, sometimes it overwhelms us so much, we're not sure. We feel sometimes a bit uncomfortable. We feel a bit lost. It's all too much. God has blessed us so much. What do I do? Our sense of self is bursting in a way. Next week, the following one, the fourth one, keeping the legacy safe. And that's that last bit where it says, please keep me from all trouble and pain. Protect me from evil. We need to know that God does protect us from evil. That's our prayer because that's in that prayer. And we must expect that God will honour that part. Next one will be, welcome to God's honour roll. Or distinguished role. Being honourable means and describes what God thinks about us and is recognised by other people. We're honourable, we're distinguished, not in human terms, but in spiritual terms. People recognise Christ in us, and that's important. Must be recognised as Christ in us, because with Jabez, for him to get this recognition must have mean that people really recognised that out of all the people around at that time, he was head and shoulders above them. He was somebody who was honourable, but honourable to God and then the people. Honourable to God first. Lastly, the topic will be making Jabez mind. Making Jabez mine, that'll be the last one. The challenge of making the prayer of Jabez part of the daily routine of your life. There have been many people in the past and currently in Christian circles, well known and not so well known, who attribute the blessings that they received and the peace in their hearts through following in this way, God has answered their prayers and extended their boundaries, has given them that bit of extra sense of his spiritual life, has expanded, but sometimes in other ways as well. There are several people who have actually prayed that and experienced it. And there was one I was reading through this, was that they'd prayed that prayer every day for 30 years. And God honoured that prayer every day. Somewhere along the line, that relationship with Christ came out in so many different ways with different people and in different situations that it was just, when you read the whole thing, it's quite mind-blowing. And even some of the old saints of old, you read some of their history. It's in the back of that, that this prayer had been so important. And God has put that prayer in here for us. And it's so easy to pass it when we try to read the Book of Chronicles. God has a sense of humour, as we know. So it's there, so that we have to look for it. Why do we have to look for it? Because God wants us to pray it. And God wants to accept what that prayer brings in our lives. He wants to ask, extend our spiritual boundaries, extend our lands, our blessings to others. Keep us from trouble. Keep us from evil. Protect us from evil. God wants all that for us. And it's all hidden in this two little verse. That's the introduction to the prayer of Jabez. Two verses that had a deep impact on history. And for people who've prayed the prayer since, that's the challenge. Are we willing to sign up for the challenge of praying this prayer every day and waiting for God to do what he will with our lives? We've given him the blank piece of paper and said, God, whatever you put on there, I will do. Are you up for that challenge? Or sometimes, are we just happy to follow our own agendas? That's important. A challenge, or just plod along in your own way? I pray that you'll choose the challenge. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that in your word we sometimes have to hunt out the blessing. Sometimes it's not clear cut in front of us. We thank you for Ezra as he recorded this fact about Jabez. We thank you for his great witness to this, the part you played in his life. We thank you for that. We thank you that when we accept that challenge, we too can know the same blessings. And Lord, we look for those blessings, we look for the encouragement. And Lord, do we really want to go our own way? Do we want to have our own agendas? Lord, that's the challenge for us as individuals and as a fellowship. May we be able to say, as Ezra wrote at the end of that particular prayer, and God granted his request. May that be true for us. In Jesus' name, amen.